And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. Here's something you may not hear every day in Kansas City. Kansas City has a really successful football team whose mascot name draws its inspiration from Native Americans. This is not a joke. This team is really good. In fact, these women are masters of the gridiron. And that's right, I said women. And it's not the Chiefs, it's the KC Tribe. The members of the KC Tribe here in the studio live, a women's tackle football team headed to Dallas on July 7th for a playoff matchup, a revenge matchup against the Dallas Diamonds. Their team right now is 7-1 and on their way to the quarterfinals. We have Kiki Blackman, an offensive and defensive tackle, Sierra Childress, a safety, and Jasmine King-Cannon, cornerback and receiver, and Sindale Harris, who is a defensive end. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about the WFA, Kiki.
WFA is an organization that allows women to come out and showcase their talents on the gridiron and give us an opportunity for a big stage, such as playing against different women across the country.
When did each of you find out about it? We'll start again with you, Kiki, and how you got started and why you wanted to do it.
The greatest basketball player of all time, Lynette Woodard, and Yvette Ott actually told me about football, and they said, Kiki, you should go to Kansas City and try out. So I was like, no, I don't think so. And they was like, no, you really should. This is a game for you. So I did, came down here and tried out, and eventually ended up loving it.
Was basketball your thing before?
Basketball is my first love.
Basketball is your first love.
Absolutely.
So how did that translate to football?
Competition, competing. And in basketball, it's a foul if you hit somebody. The only difference in football is not
right.
a foul.
Right.
It's a great thing. So that's the only that's the only thing I can correlate with basketball and football.
Jasmine, how did you get started?
Actually, Kiki Blackman coached me in high school. And she told me that she was playing football, so I actually started coming to her games in 2009. And I fell in love watching it, and I wanted to try it for myself. So when I turned 18, I tried out for the team.
And it worked out.
It worked out.
This is your first year, Sierra. How did you join?
I've been competing in different sorts of sports like all my life, and football was probably the only sport I haven't played. So my husband, he played football, and I was I heard about that lingerie league, but I knew I didn't want to play lingerie, so I was just scoping it out. And living here in Kansas City Tribe and had came up online, and I looked it up, and I seen tryouts, and I went, and I loved it. Just the mentality that was on the field, it made me want to come back, and I've been sticking it out ever since.
Now, is your husband supportive in this endeavor?
Of course.
Did he take you outside and say, here's how you do it? Did he get really involved in the training aspect of it?
At first he did. He thought he was my coach, but it works out. He gives me different tips and what to do out there.
And Sindel, how did you join?
I was playing intramural football at UMKC, and Liz and Kay Sowers said, you're pretty fast. Do you want to play football? So I was like, well, I'll try it out. And I went to my first practice, and I started doing like little moves, catching balls, and I'm just like, I could hit people.
Right. That seems to be the draw around here. The consensus in the studio is that these ladies like to hit people. So once you decided you like to hit people, it was a no-brainer from there.
It was a no-brainer. And I was just like, once you hit somebody and you get that out of your system, it just feels so great.
Now, when you first started, you had an equipment situation. Tell us about your equipment situation.
Well, I can fit everything but my head. They try a small, medium, large. They even tried pushing it down. Didn't work out. So I ended up getting an extra large helmet, and that's where my nickname came in.
So for a while there, you were running around with no helmet.
Yes.
Still hitting people.
I was still hitting people with my head to the side just to protect it.
Now, did you any of you grow up as football fans? Fathers, husbands, boyfriends, cousins, anything like that? Sitting down with them, watching the Super Bowl or anything like that?
I did. I'm from a sports family, so anytime it's football, basketball season, we're watching. But football, my brother, my father, every Sunday, even when I didn't know what was going on, I remember younger days just sitting there watching, knowing jersey names and numbers, and everything just fell into play.
How do you reconcile yourself, Kiki, with the rules? You mentioned that in basketball, it's a foul to hit somebody. In football, it's not necessarily a foul to hit somebody at all. How do you go beyond that into adjusting to the actual rule differences and the play difference? How did you adjust?
Well, actually, you know, playing both sides of the ball. Offensively, you have to be more finesse, and you just can't go in there and bum rush somebody. You have to be a little more, I don't know the exact word, but you just can't have the same mentality as you do on defense. Defensively, you have to have a different swag going in, and that entails gives you a sense of you go in there on defense and you just go all out. Offensively, you have to take your time and kind of scope out things. And in basketball, that's what you have to do most of the time as well. But in football, it's all out.
So in football, you run the spread offense on offense.
Yes, sir.
A pretty complicated offense, a very pro-style NFL and major college offense that's pass happy. Tell us about how that's executed on the field.
We have a great quarterback. It starts with our lead and our backbone of our team, Jenny Smith. She has an arm on her, and she gets the ball out quick, and we have some phenomenal receivers, and Katie Sowers and Liz Sowers and Gus, and you know, the spread offense is pretty much let's go.
Speaking of let's go, Jasmine, you're part of that spread offense. How does it work for you? Is it just run and gun? How does it work?
We have a lot of plays that we execute, and we put a lot of time into. The receivers and the quarterback, they work with each other all throughout the week, and they have this connection that is like no other. So it's great to see it out there, actually on the field, after all their work that they've put in and throughout the week. It's nice.
Now, listeners can't see Jasmine's size, but she's a small, scrappy person. Frankly, I'm very scared sitting in here right now.
Right.
Across from Jasmine. Very scared. She's a cornerback, might come around the corner and hit you really hard. Speaking of coming around the corner and hitting you really hard, how did you adjust as a safety?
As a safety sitting in the backfield, I actually get mad sometimes when the plays don't come to me. I be out there wanting to hit so bad. But it comes. If not, I'm going to come up. I'm going to get there.
Did you ever learn any lessons as a safety, Sierra, on coming up too quickly or staying back too much?
Well, I'm the safety.
Because that's the quarterback of the defense.
Oh, yeah, I'm the safety, so I'm that last guard to making that stop. So if I'm not there, I feel like I've let my team down. So far as judging the play and knowing when to come up, yes.
Sindel, you're a defensive end. So your main thing is literally coming around the corner and ringing the quarterback's bell.
Yes.
How do you approach that?
Well, I see the ball and I was like, that's my ball. I'm going to get it, and you're going to get taken out.
Now, do you usually just run around the corner? Do you usually outrun your offensive line counterpart, or do you run through them? How often do you do one or either? Is it a more finesse thing or a speed thing or a power thing?
Well, it depends because of what play is called. Usually I overrun it too fast, and then they go by me, but I learned to calm that down a lot, and usually I just wait for them to come to me, and then it's a wrap.
Now, the coaching staff, is it just one coach that pretty much coaches everybody, or do you have, like in regular football teams, defensive coaches or offensive coaches? How does the coaching staff play into the team?
Absolutely. We have a head coach. We have defensive back coaches. We have a defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
And he's a bear, and we're an extension of him. Definitely, our mentality comes from him. We have an offensive coordinator, Jasmine. She has her own coach, and I mean, we have a variety of coaches. We have a receiver coach and Coach Sheldon. So we have a great group of coaches that spent a lot of time in getting us prepared and making a great game plan for us to go out and play our best.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabulani LaFall. Our guests are members of the KC Tribe, a women's tackle football team. Very good, I might add. Headed to Dallas on July 7th for a play-up matchup. They're 7-1 right now and hopefully on their way to the championship at Heinz Field, where we can all support them. Our guests are Kiki Blackman, an offensive and defensive tackle, Sierra Childress, who plays safety, female Ronnie Lott in the studio here, and Jasmine Kincannon, scrappy little cornerback, and Sindel Harris, a defensive end who had a head that was too big for any help until she finally got one. And now she rushes around the corner and rings the quarterback's bells. What challenges do you face as women tackle football players? Have you ever had to give a dude the business who thought he was tougher than you when he found out you were a football player?
Absolutely not. I think we get a lot of respect from gentlemen that know that we play football, and I think they respect the game enough not to go there. But if they chose to go there, we would give them the business just like anybody else.
Right, right. Yeah. And you and you just mentioned your coaching staff. They don't treat you any differently. They dog you just like they would dog male players.
Absolutely.
They really go in with you in practice.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your season so far. 7-1, the first losses in Chicago. How did that feel, and how did that set the tone for the rest of the season?
I think as far as my first loss of the season, being on our home field, first loss at Center High School for the Tribe, we took it very personal. We took it as a stepping stone, as well as a learning experience, and something that we didn't ever want to feel again. And being 8-1 right now, I think that we've snapped back pretty well, and I don't think we ever want to have that feeling again.
Now, a loss in the first game of the season was a good omen for the year you won the championship.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that year and how it compares to this one.
Well, we lost a game in Chicago, up in Chicago, in 09, and walking off the field, a lot of our teammates, we did not like that feeling at all. And we vowed that day to come back with a vengeance. And we did just that by going undefeated the rest of the season. No one standing in our way. And we won the championship that year. And this year is a lot of repeat of a lot of things we went through in 09.
You just actually creamed the St. Louis Slam 42-17. Wasn't much slamming going on from them. How does that game go, and how does that momentum going into this Dallas game, what type of mentality does that give you?
Like on the sidelines, I told my team how we finish this game is how we start the next one. And I think at the end of that game, the best running back in the league ran for 89 yards. So
89 yards is not good, by the way, listeners.
Right, I mean 89.
Especially if you're the best running back in the league. 89 yards.
89 yards on one play, on one carry.
On one carry.
On one carry.
On one carry. And that was it.
No, that wasn't it, but she ran for 89 yards. So how we finished that game and the impact we had at the end of that game, I think is going to carry over.
Oh, so that was the start of the game.
No, that was the end of the game.
That was the end of the night. The end of the game.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So as a safety, a first-year safety, Sierra, how do you deal with wearing the equipment in hot as Africa temperatures?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
The weather doesn't bother me. I'm used to, right now, I would have been in track season. So I'm used to the sun beaming, and I'm running 400s, back-to-back, hurdling, long jumping, all that. I'm used to, I like it. I've traveled and ran down south and been running in the hottest of the hottest weather. So it doesn't bother me. When I get on that field, my mentality, it's flowing. I'm not thinking about the weather. I'm thinking about catching that ball and going. My main thing is I'm ready to run the 440. Oh, 440. I'm ready to go.
So your mentality basically is what?
Let's do it.
Anybody else had equipment adjustment issues at all, adjusting to wearing the pads and equipment and running with them? Was that a different feel for you, Sindel?
Definitely, because I wasn't used to having all that weight. But like she said, when you're on the field, that's out the window. You're looking at that ball and you're waiting for it to snap. And once we get our job done and we get off the field, we have water and towels. So it's not really a big problem after that.
Kiki, the home field is Center High School.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the environment of a home game and how that psychs you up. Friends and family come out to support. Local people come out to support. How does that psych you up?
Anytime you play at home, that's a different feeling. You got to protect your house, and that's exactly what we do. We take it personal, and anybody coming to our house, it's like we don't like it. So our friends and our families and our owners and Chico Thunder, they all come out and they support us, and they're behind us 100%. And when you look in the stands, that's just an extra motivation. Our fans are like our sixth man. And we love them, and they travel with us. They support us in every way imaginable. And we couldn't do this without them, the volunteers that work the gates and the long hours that they put in to make sure our home day is just that. We can go out and play and make sure we get that W for them. That's motivation, and that's where we play at Center High School.
How much are tickets if you want to go?
$10. $10 for playoffs.
$10 for the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
14 and under is free.
14 and under is free.
Yep.
What do you feel about the future of this league? You've been in it 5 years. Have you seen the enthusiasm grow for it?
Absolutely. I think women's football has grown tremendously since I've played in the last 5 years. Heinz Field is prime example of how far we've come. And I think that if the young ladies that are after me, we've set the way, we've set the pace, we've set the course, so to speak, for them to come in and continue this. And if they do that, then this game can go to bigger heights than we've ever seen it.
Speaking of which, you mentioned Heinz Field. The championship is going to be played at an actual NFL stadium, Heinz Field, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
My favorite team, of course.
Your favorite team?
Yes.
How do you feel about the Women's League getting that type of acceptance, that type of props?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, I can't tell you, going out on top and in Heinz Field, I mean, what more is there to love? I mean, one of the greatest football teams in the NFL to be so gracious to let us and open up their field to us. I mean, we are very proud.
What's special about this year? Why is this year, you think, based on what you've been hearing and seeing and talking to people around the league, coaching staff, other players, why is this year the year the WFA championship gets an NFL stadium for championship berth? Talk about that. What makes this year special?
I'm not sure what makes it so special, but I think that the WFA have proven that they are a prestigious league, and I think that we have pretty much earned that in playing in such a great organization and such a great group of women that are blessed to play this game. I think we've earned that.
Have any of you experienced any injuries this year? Any nagging injuries that you're nursing going into playoffs? Not to give your enemies comfort or anything, but you experienced any injuries since you've?
We're all healthy. We're ready to go.
You're all healthy.
Ready.
All of you.
All healthy.
Haven't been hurt yet.
No, sir.
Were you, as a first-year player, Sierra, concerned at all about injuries? I mean, even if they weren't coming from actual contact, maybe, you know, hamstring. I mean, anything can happen.
No.
No.
I'm a beast. I'm ready to go. It's football. Not concerned.
Speaking of which, what are your pregame rituals? Do you beat the thigh pads? Do you have chants? Do you bang helmets? What are your pregame rituals? Tell us about those.
We have a beautiful saying at the before the game, and only Mindy White can do it as well as anybody. Once she takes over and get it going, I mean we are hyped.
What is it? Is it a song? Is it a chant? What is it?
It's a chant, and it's a saying that we say before every game, and it's like the a spiritual side come in and takes over, and we get this kind of deal. And I mean, it's powerful. It's powerful. We believe in it. That's the difference. We believe in what we're saying. And when we go out there, we carry that on the field.
So I take it it's not a chant that you can actually repeat on radio.
I could repeat it, but you know, I really don't want to without
right.
My
it's
whole,
a private thing.
Yeah,
it's a private thing.
It's
a tribe thing. You got to be in a tribe thing.
Right. Yeah. It's a tribe right. thing.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
We got to have our teammates behind it.
One tribe.
And speaking of having teammates behind it, Dallas is the team that knocked you guys out last year, 23-20 in overtime. A field goal kick made the difference. Are you guys looking at film at all? What are you planning to do differently in this year's matchup against the same team?
Are we looking at film as far as...
Have you seen... Do you guys look at film to prepare for games?
Oh, absolutely. We look at film to give us an idea of what they do in their style of play. We play Dallas several times, so we pretty much are aware of what they do and their styles. They might change up a little bit because we are the tribe and we're coming in their house. And, you know, any team will get a little nervous. I understand that. So they're going to change a lot of their things. So we watch film. We get together. We go over things. Like I say, our coaches, they prepare as well.
Are you guys the team to beat?
Absolutely.
In the league this year?
Absolutely.
People are going to be gunning for you guys rather than the other way around.
Absolutely. That's how we feel. In every game we go in with the mindset of we play our game, we play one tribe, we play tribe basketball, football. then we can win any game. We can win any game we set our minds to win.
When you make a real good tackle or a real good hit, speaking of the Freudian slip that you just made with basketball, when you make a real good hit in football, do you extend your hand and do the shooting motion like it's a basketball?
Oh, absolutely not. If I get a good hit in football, I've been there before.
Right.
And I run and I get ready for the
right
next play.
The next play. No dancing, no taunting, no showboating. Is that pretty much the thing?
Well, it's like when you hit somebody, you don't do anything, but you hear everyone else going, ooh.
Right.
And that's the best part.
But you might stand over them for a little bit.
Well, they're down for a while, but they'll get back up.
I might pop that top lip up. Look, I'm popping up on first one back to my spot. I'm hitting that backfield real quick. Where the next play at? Let's go.
Our guests are members of the KC Tribe, a women's tackle football team headed to Dallas on July 7th for a playoff matchup. The championship will be held at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. First season that an NFL stadium will be hosting a WFA championship. Right now, the team is 8-1 and on their way to the quarterfinals in Dallas. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our guests have been Kiki Blackman, Sierra Childress, and Jasmine King Cannon, and Sindel Harris, all members of the KC Tribe, and we definitely wish them good luck in this coming up weekend and hope we can see them at Heinz Field for the championship and bring home a football championship to KC, actually. Tune in tomorrow for a KC History Show with Monroe Dodd, this week looking at the forgotten tales of Missouri. Our show is produced by Andres Lindsay, executive produced by Bill Anderson. Kim Noble is our announcer. Emily Mutert manages our website at kcur.org. Central Standard's intro theme music is by Miles Bonney. What you're hearing right now is composed by The Wilnots. Up to Date is next with psychologist Wes Crenshaw on teenagers and sex, that plus your weekend to-do list. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.